St. Joseph's, the Chapel on the Water. The Chapel of St. Joseph, nestled in the picturesque landscape of the Prantnik Valley, has been protected within the remit of the Oychev National Park for over 100 years. You may be surprised to learn that the chapel has only stood in this remarkable location since the early 20th century. The site where the chapel sits today, atop the water, was once the home of a bathing facility for visitors sent to the area on doctor's orders to enjoy the therapeutic waters of the Prantnik Valley, which has been known as something of a Polish Switzerland since the early 19th century. People also came here to admire the lofty, spectacularly shaped rocks and romantic architecture, including the castles in Oychev and Pieskowa Skała. Oychev's history as a spa location began in the 1850s. Bathing rooms were built for what was known as hydrotherapy, comfortable hotels and villas were built, and the park was established. Since the resort was within the part of Poland under occupation of the Russian Empire, it attracted visitors who weren't able to travel across borders, for example, to health resorts in Galicia, which straddled the borders of what today constitute various Central and Eastern European nations, including Poland. Oychev Spa, as a resort, enjoyed its heydays in the 19th century. At the time, it could get rather crowded in the Prantnik Valley, but for all its attractions, there was a distinct lack of facilities when it came to spiritual health. Dr. Stanisław Niedzielski, head of the largest institute of natural medicine, suggested that one of the existing bathing facilities located by Prantnik Stream could be converted into a chapel. According to legend, the Russian Tsar's ban on erecting Catholic churches technically only applied to land and not water. So, sensing a loophole in the law, the chapel was built, as you see it today, literally on the water. Work in reshaping the existing site into a chapel began in the summer of 1901 and was completed by the autumn. All the work taken care of by local carpenters under the supervision of master builder Ignacy Chmielowski. The chapel has a timber frame structure composed of vertical and horizontal beams supported on concrete piling. The walls inside and outside were clad with timber panels. The building is 11 meters long, but thanks to the widening of the central section, forms a typically church-like cross-shaped plan with a slightly accentuated transverse arm. Most of its furnishings, including the main altar and side altars, were built in the first years of the chapel's operation. The chapel was designed with a particular nod to the vernacular folk art style, ever popular in resorts.